Governor Phil Scott says the large number of traffic fatalities in Vermont since last Friday has led him to reconsider his opposition to legislation that would allow police to stop drivers who are not wearing seatbelts. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the proposal known as primary enforcement is also gaining support in the legislature.
Throughout his political career as a state senator, lieutenant governor, and now as governor, Phil Scott has always opposed a primary enforcement seatbelt law. But the governor says he's now rethinking how he feels about this issue. Scott says he's taking another look at the issue because since last Friday, 8 people were killed in several vehicle crashes in Vermont, and 7 of the victims were not wearing a seatbelt. Under Vermont's current secondary enforcement law, a person must be pulled over for a different infraction to be charged with a seatbelt violation. So far this year, 57% of all traffic fatalities have involved victims who were not wearing a seatbelt.
We have a sense of urgency with the number of deaths that we've witnessed this week, and I'm concerned about the trend that we're seeing of those who aren't wearing seatbelts.
Scott says he now has an open mind about a primary enforcement law.
I'm not sure that primary enforcement is going to solve the issue, but if it can be determined that it will help in any way, then I would look more favorably on it than I have in the past.
Scott isn't the only state leader who's reconsidering their opposition to the primary enforcement law. Grand Isle Senator Dick Mazza is the longtime chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. He says these recent traffic fatalities have definitely had an impact.
I think a lot of us were shocked to think that's happening. And would it have made a difference? Well, probably it would have. When you lose that many people in such a short period of time, you've got to take notice.
Mazza says his committee will take extensive testimony on a primary enforcement bill when lawmakers return to the State House for the 2018 session.
I have committed to in January, when we get back, to have some open discussion with the committee. At this point, I am open to see what the advantage would be if we had primary enforcement.
Jericho Representative George Till is the sponsor of a primary enforcement bill in the House. He says there's no question that the legislation will boost seatbelt compliance rates. Vermont's current rate is roughly 84%.
When there is a change from secondary to primary enforcement, the seatbelt utilization goes up. And it goes up about 9% in most of the places.
Till says opponents of the bill, who argue that it's wrong for government to dictate personal behavior, are missing the point.
It is already the law. We have passed a law that says you need to wear your seatbelt. We are purely talking about whether we enforce our law or not and how we enforce our law.
Till says he's optimistic that both the House and the Senate will pass a primary enforcement law next winter. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.